going on? What's good? This is SMR on the fly. This is your boy West, and I got with me the big man right here himself.
What up, what up, what up? It's your boy Rod. We out here, we do this, SMR Fly. What's up? How y'all doing?
Yeah, so, you know, we've been talking about some very deep stuff lately. Well, I'm gonna let him. I'm gonna let Rod explain it so y'all can catch him on, you know, fit.
Okay, okay. So, thank you for handing that mic over. Thank you. So pretty much this weekend, I took the time out of my busy ass schedule to like actually sit down and fucking do drugs. That's plain and simple what it is. I did shrooms and if I can open my eyes, really.
Did shrooms?
Yes, shrooms.
Okay, and now I'm not telling nobody to do drugs, yes, but you know.
Of course, we don't condone this. You are a grown man. You make your own decisions.
Yeah, right. If that's what y'all do, more power to you.
Yes.
You know, I function with everybody, so it don't matter what you do. As long as we still, you know, going for something. But
as long as we still take into account that this is a reality we live in.
Yeah.
And drugs just escape this reality. That's what it is. That's all the drugs do, you know?
Yeah.
But, yeah, man, like, I was thinking, like, straight up, like, everything that happens, it happens for a reason. There's no such thing as a coincidence, bro. Because shit happens. If you think about it, and it could be the smallest thing back in the day that, like, you don't even remember it. It wasn't even the highlight of the fucking day. It was just, like, the minuscule thing that happened. Like, say, for example, you thought you was gonna, like, pick something up, and because you didn't do it, some shit happened, you know? And it's like, it's a cause and effect thing. Like, the universe, it always goes around. It loops. Everything you think about it, everything that you live in and you see is in a loop. The days, it's in a loop. There is night and day. And that cycle keeps going until, you know, the sun blows up, you feel me? But, you know, you got seasons. The planet is always in a loop, you know? Every year, it's the same thing, you know? We circle around the solar system. It's a loop. We got a moon. That loops around us, too, you know? Just, if you get anything out of this, just know there is a loop. Like, there is a loop that controls everything. And sometimes you can ride the loop to get where you want to be in life, which is okay. But the hard thing is you have to have an opposing force that snaps you out of it, you know. Say, for example, like for me, biggest loop that I was facing, social media. Not going to lie.
That was a loop for you?
That was a loop for me.
Can you explain?
All right, I'll explain to that, you know. I'll be sitting on the couch watching TV with other people. Every 5 minutes, I'll have to go check my Instagram. Or every other minute, I'll have to check, you know, my Facebook or Twitter or Snapchat, you know? And that's crazy because if you come think about it, if you really step back and think about it, social media is a drug, you know? We get little icons, you know, notifications, that's what they call it, right? Yeah. Little notifications from people that, you know, you might not even know, you know? You got those accounts that be like across the world type deal. They don't really care about you. It's all about the founders of it, really, because they're going to always have power to keep you coming back, you know? Obviously, the more all that instant famous, that all that famous social media stuff, you gotta think about it. They started where they didn't have no followers, or they weren't funny yet, you know, until they started seeing those notifications coming in, people giving feedback, you know, and it was just feeding off of it, and it just fed into like a, I wouldn't say an entity, but like, it kept you coming back for more, you know. They always kept coming back with another. Like, all these people that do YouTube skits and all that, you know, they kept coming with another idea, you know. Oh, I did this last week. Let me do this week, you know. I got X amount of followers this week. Let me do this and see if I can get, like, you know, gain some more, you know. you're always going to be feeding into the game. And that's crazy.
And do you think that made it worse than what television was?
Yes. Like I said, I was watching television. I'll still be on my phone, you know?
One screen to another screen.
It's an endless loop. You feel me? And that's why I want y'all to understand. It's a loop, you know? And like I said, it's the biggest loop that I had was that social media. So being aware of that, you know, that was just that waking moment. It's called an awakening, really, because that blindfold is lifted off your eyes and you see what really is going on, you know? And honestly, you were like, well, you don't really need to have this shit, you know? If you really wanted social media, you know, if you really, really wanted to and you were really that famous or whatever, have someone else run it for you, you know? I'm not saying necessarily pay them.
Well, you know, the way things is going nowadays, you know, everybody's trying to be independent, you know what I mean? So
that's false, yo. And I can argue with that all day.
Okay, explain. All right, everybody's
trying to be the just like the other nigga.
Okay.
Everybody's trying to be like the other nigga next to me, bro. Let's be real here. You know, the prime example, mumble rapper. Mm-hmm. You feel me? One nigga came out with it. He went platinum. Other niggas was like, yo, we can do this shit. This is easy. You know?
That's, you feel me? That's just trending, you know.
You know, it's trends. You feel me? Trends loops.
Yeah, because you got even some people, like some of the oldest rappers, you know, they switched over to the trends so they, you know.
So they can stay up to relevance.
Yeah, so they can have sales and stuff. Because some people, they fine where they at. And, you know, even though it's not mainstream no more, they still getting, you know, listens and views.
Yeah, of course. You always got those classical radio stations, you know, the ones that play the real hip hop, the real fucking requests from the, you know, I was listening to that. Goody Mob, bro. When's the last time you actually listened to Goody Mob, bro?
It's been a minute,
right? And I was on a radio station over the weekend, and the guy literally, all he did was he light up a blunt, smoked on some fucking liquor, and was taking calls in from all over the country, and people were just requesting, hey, man, let me hear this. I haven't heard it in a while. And the thing is, he played it. You feel me?
You talking about Shade 45?
No. But it was a different show. I forgot what it was. But it was based off in L.A., man. It was based in L.A., not going to lie.
L.A. Lakers?
Not Lakers, no. Lakers, no. But, you know, that's another good show, you know. I actually listen to Lakers, you know. But the thing is, you know, it's all in a loop. It all comes back to the loop, you know. Everything is a loop, you know?
Okay.
I want you to think about that, you know? It's a loop. Next time you think you're doing something, like, think about it. Next time you're doing something, are you really choosing to do that? Or is it something in your self-conscious that's already programmed, you know? Like, right now, we in the age where we got fucked. I ain't gonna lie. We growing up, television was barely taking off, you feel me? So people were, you know, embedding, like, stuff in the advertisements.
Okay.
Saying, like, hey, you know. And the thing is, there's always things, the short-circuit things, you know. And everybody lives in a loop. And the thing is, older people, older generation, they snap out of that loop too late, you know. They're already old, you know. And if you come think about it, when's the last time you ever actually sat down and visited and listened to an old person, you know, out of genuinely caring about it? Not because your moms or your pops or your family made you talk to them, that you took out of your time to go visit an old person, you know?
Elderly
people, you know, that's the correct term, you know,
politically. We ain't trying to call them old, you know. We ain't trying to call nobody old, man.
You know, I know, we get in there too, don't worry. Yeah. But a couple years from now, we going to be old, you know?
You know what I'm saying?
But yeah, the elderly, you know. When's the last time you actually took your time out and actually sat down, discussed, and, like, listened to an elderly person, you know? And the thing is, they're full of knowledge. They just don't got no one to share it with no more, you know? Because...
Yeah, don't nobody want to go,
nobody
you know,
wanna
ask questions and stuff. They go figure it out on their own. because of that whole independent trending thing.
Man. Yeah, I'm telling you, and that's the sad part, you know? It's the sad part that older or elderly people had to work hard their whole life just to really get to somewhere saying, dang, I should have done shit different, you know? Mm-hmm. Or, you know, maybe they lived a life really fulfilling, and they'd be like, all right, well, I lived my life good, you know? I'm happy with it. But there's always going to be that doubt in the back of your head, like, dang, I should have done this back in this year. I should have done this, you know? There's always things, you know? It's a things you... And you sitting back and thinking about it, that's negative, man. You can never think back and, like, reflect on shit like that. Because it fucks you up, you know? And then this age, we don't have to work, go through all those hardships. Because guess what? All that hard work has already been done, you feel me? We live in the age where, like, technology, it takes us anywhere. Like, if I wanted to look up anything about, like, any ancient civilization, I could just Google it, you feel me? Instead of back in the day, you remember back in the day when you had to go physically get out of your house, go to a library to fucking either read a book, to learn about it, or use their computers, you feel me? Not now everybody walking around with a computer, you feel me? Now, the thing is what you choose to get with that power, you know? Because this is power. This right here, the phone is power, you know? People can, like I said, you can either ride the wave, or you can just, you know, accept the wave and just, like, keep going, accept that you're going to be stuck in a loop, you know?
It's a power to information.
Yeah.
Even though it's a power to information, there's also, you know, a negative side to where.
Of course.
You know,
you can
be attached for too long and you get lost. Yeah, because you know how you lost. you start searching for something.
And something pops up.
Something pops up like an ad, you know, you might see notification and then you click on it and then you start scrolling through the Instagram all ridiculously and then you forget. I think the attention span is getting shorter.
And that's what I was about to get to. Okay. Attention spans, man. Fucking the youth of the day, tell them to go do something. Give them detailed information and see how much they remember about it. You know, ask them about it like in 10 minutes. You know. And the thing is, you got to make sure when you explain to them, let them be on their phone, so the severity of the situation can actually sit in. You know, like if they're on the phone, obviously, if I'm on the phone, you know, I'm distracted off rip. You know, and if like you know someone tells me like, say my girl tells me take out the trash, I'm on the phone. You know, obviously, I'm gonna finish my phone call. You know. Or finish what I'm doing first. But during that time where I'm finishing, that what she told me to do, taking out the trash, was pushed in the back of my head, you know? And that's when you're like, when you're sleeping and stuff, when you lay down, when there's nothing else going on, when you actually put down the phone, you remember. That's when you get them oh shit moments when you're in bed, you know? Like, oh shit, I forgot to do this today, you know? And that's where that happened. And it's crazy because, you know, and the thing is, things happen for a reason, bro. Things always happen for a reason. You know, and it's crazy because, you know, it's just like that, you know. It's always an endless loop, another loop that we're thinking about, that we were discussing that night, that my encounter, you know, everyone was saying that 2012, the world was going to end, you know, because the Mayan calendar was done. But if you really think about it and look at the Mayan calendar, it's not an end, you know. It's a cycle. It's another loop, you know. It's an end of the cycle, and it starts a new calendar. The calendar starts to get all over again. Okay. You feel me?
For those that didn't know,
the Mayan calendar, it's a loop, you know. Yeah. It ends and it starts again. And you can use the same one, the same calendar, you know? It's just, we thought it was the end of the world, But in reality, it is. It wasn't no meteorites or no, you know, no crazy shit, no physical shit. But I want to say it was a fourth dimension apocalypse, because nowadays, people that were like raised, that were growing up in 2012, they're young adults, you know, right now. And the thing is, yeah, 2012, young adults, right? I'm saying growing up in that age.
Oh, okay.
You know,
okay.
See, we saw the end of the loop and we saw the beginning of the loop. You know?
So, wait, how was that? Okay. So, what happened to where that became the end of the loop?
The end of the calendar.
I know the end of the calendar, but where do you feel like, at what moment made it? At what moment did you, like, you know, I don't know, like, out of all the events that happened in 2012, what made it the end, and then what started the loop? That's what I'm trying to say.
Okay, okay.
You know what I'm saying? I know the calendar of the things that ended, you know what I'm saying? But I want to point this out at the same time, because, you know, not everybody try to follow the same thing. Yeah. Not everybody's interested in the same stuff. So, you know, if it's somebody listening, they definitely going to be like, you know, God said, you know, you'll never know when the world's going to end because he controls the world and everything like that. You know, we got that part. We got that.
More power to you,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, I'm not trying to defer from that. You know, I believe in that. So, you know, I'm just trying to get y'all. We own that. The topic is about this, but, you know, I know how people, you know, want to chime in and be like, oh, but this, that, and this, and that, and that, and that. I got that. We all understand that, but this is what we're talking about.
Save that for your own sermons type deal, you know? I ain't gonna lie. I grew up a Catholic, you feel me? Strictest religion, I feel like. It's monotone. Everything is the same shit. It's a cycle. It's a loop. It's the same thing over and over and over. It gets boring after a while. Yeah. And it sounds fucked up. But, you know, sometimes it's just... And the thing is, people have to realize... You have to say what has to be said, you know?
I will...
Say what you have to say. And you know how...
Okay.
You say, like, perfect example right now. Like, you know, you could be explaining something. I can be explaining something.
Mm-hmm.
And you just cut in and finish what I'm saying, you know? Now that little, like, that little doubt, the little remorse and that you feel like, dang, I shouldn't have cut him off type deal.
Yeah.
That right there, you shouldn't feel that way. You shouldn't at all.
Well, that's just based off on how people was raised, you know. Some people don't want to be rude by cutting people off, you know what I'm saying?
And the thing is, fuck that. You really, to be honest, you got to think about it.
So what you're saying is, you know, once you get out the house, forget what you learned and just...
You got to learn it your own way, you know? Because, some people be sheltered, you know?
Yeah, but, you know, like you said, though, it's that thing in the back of your head.
That saying, like, dang, you know?
Don't cut them off because that's rude, because, you know what I'm saying?
What's
been embedded.
If you never cut them off, you wouldn't have never got to the point type deal, you know?
You are right, you know?
People can ramble on and on and on and on and never get to the point.
Yeah, there's some people that you do got to cut off and be like, yeah, man, all right. Hey,
keep it moving, you know?
What you trying to get? What are you trying to say? And then, you know, they say it and then you be like, all right, man, I see you.
Yeah, and that's it. And then the thing is, you should feel good about doing that, you know? Because you're helping them too. Because, you know, they might not know how to really, like, get into it, like, or explain it really well. And they're, like, over here, like... rambling and fucking juggling ideas and shit, right? And then if you just be like, look, man, just take a breather. Hey, what are you trying to say? Okay, cool. Just say that. And then next time when he's trying to explain it, he's just going to have to say it, you know? It's going to save all the heartaches and the fucking headaches, you know? And the thing is, you just got to say it. You just got to really have a fucking attitude, really, to be honest with you. Because at the end of the day, we're all alone. We're all alone in here, in the mind, in the head. Because I can't bring you into my head. Let's be honest with you. I can't show you what I'm thinking. You know, I can try to represent like with visual representations. Like I can draw it out, but that's going to be my interpretation of what's in my head. You know, it's not really what's going in my head. You know, like, I can make you believe whatever I want, but in the end of the day, is it really what's going in my head? You know. And it's really scary once, you know, you realize that everyone's alone. Like, you're alone, but you're not alone, you know? Everyone shares a frequency. And and frequencies bring me to my man, what's his name? Nikola Tesla. Mm-hmm. Nikola Tesla. And he right here, he's making, like, back in the day, they considered this man crazy. That's crazy. And they fucking discredited him and all that shit. Made him sound like a fucking loony. You feel me? And that's crazy, because he was speaking truth. At that time, the truth was sounded crazy, you know?
Well, it's not that it sounded crazy, you know, because when people do science and, you know, all that math and stuff.
Science, math is always going to be criticized.
Yeah, but at the same time, you also got religion, so
yep.
When people hear science stuff and they try to, you know, talk about religion.
Try to justify the religious things. Yeah.
You're going to have a big debate, because
always will be.
You're going to have, like, the scientists and the mathematics people that want to see proof. Mm-hmm. As far as the ones who grew up on religion and faith, you know.
Yes.
They believe. They're more believers instead of just, you know, we got to see. So that, you know, it's going to always be a big debate about that.
It's always will be. They're going to be polar opposites, you know, and they will never meet in agreements, because they're polar opposites. And think about it this way: there's always going to be one person that's going to argue with you, no matter what. You can tell me whatever you want to tell me. All I have to say is why, or what, or, you know, just a simple question, and with that you can start a whole argument with two, three words, and that's it. And the thing is, people that spoke of the loop, you know, like, I'm coming back to this loop, you know, this loop. People that recognize the loop and try to wake people up about this loop, if you think about it, they all have been murked. Let's see, JFK, he recognized the loop.
How did he recognize the loop?
What was going on during the time of JFK, man? Why did, you know... What was really going on?
I ain't gonna lie, I don't remember. It's a lot of things I don't remember right about now, because, you know, I just don't use them or don't look them up no more.
And that's the thing. It's a dying. We're a dying culture. Not gonna lie, we are a dying culture.
I had to learn about that in school, but then, you know, once school was over,
yeah,
you know, and then once you go to Some people don't always go to college, like universities and stuff. I went to a technical college. I just wanted to go for a specific trade.
Yeah.
I got what I got. And
you got what you got and you did. Yeah. You feel me? And that's good for you, you know?
I was looking for more of a trade that'll help me grow, because I felt... I still kind of do, even though I'm going to look into college.
Yeah.
I still feel like, you know, I'm learning all this stuff instead of the, you know, the main things I need to learn to get the degree for what I want.
Right.
So say I wanted to be a electrical engineer just like Tesla.
Yeah.
I got to do, you know, other classes mm-hmm. that they might feel that involves with the electrical engineering course.
Right.
Instead of just diving straight into the, you know, engineering course. But I get, you know, that's how they do it.
Yeah.
That's what you got to go through. And then after everything's said and done, what do you really remember?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you can remember assignments and stuff you had to look up, research. But, I mean, the main thing you was coming for was to be an electrical engineer, dive straight into it,
and that's degree, and that's crazy. Like, you know, like, that. If you want to be a certain thing, you have to have all these little side little things, like little side quests, you feel me, in order to get your main quest, you know? Like, an electrical engineer, I'm pretty sure you gotta have math, you gotta have a little bit of, like, you know, a little biology, a little bit of fucking, like, whatever the fucking, you know, all the little subjects, you know. And the thing is, all you have to have all those in order to get that big one. In reality, you know, you don't really have to, you know. Like, it shouldn't be that way, you know. If you wanted to be fucking, like you said, an electrical engineer, just fucking sign up to be an electrical engineer. Learn what you got to know. Let them teach you what they need to teach you. And then be on with your way, you know? You don't have to spend your whole, like, a quarter of your life. Let's be honest with you. Like, a quarter of your life is spent in school that for people that want to, like, further educate themselves, you know? And then at the end of the day, you're stuck with fucking debts. And then the thing is, you're always going to live with a doubt, you know, unless you're living your life.
True.
Because you can say, oh, man, I was spending my time hitting these books, you know. I didn't have a social life. And now I'm fucked, you know. I feel like I'm fucked, you know. I feel like I'm alone because all I did was hit game bang on these books, you feel me? Game banged on them books, you know. And I mean, at the end of the day, you're going to have a high-paying job if you get that job. Because nothing in this life is guaranteed, you know?
This is true, man.
And you got to keep in mind, yesterday was a fucking memory. Today is reality. And tomorrow is a fucking dream, you know?
Yeah.
That's a very powerful fucking message right there.
I kind of like that quote.
Yeah. It's yesterday was a memory. Today is reality. And tomorrow is a fucking dream. You feel me?
He said it twice. That means he's on to something. Let's go. Keep going.
You just gotta sit there and think about it, man. Like, yeah, a memory, you can either learn from it or get what you want from it. You know, it's a memory, you know? You do what you want to do with it.
Or experience.
You know, a memory, like, let's see, fucking, I learned. I burnt myself, you feel me? I burnt myself on the stove. That's a painful memory, but that shit's engraved in me not to touch a fucking stove no more, you feel me?
Yeah.
All right, in reality, damn, that bitch is hot, you know? Let me not touch that shit. Tomorrow, you know, shit, dream about it, you know? Just be like, fuck, am I going to burn myself again or not, you know? But then again, everything is all in the mind because you create your own stressful situations. You assume the worst sometimes. And that's bad. It kills you. It actually kills you, you know? You shorten your lifespan, you know? Shit. Back in the day, niggas were going up to, like, 90 years of life. And now you're going, like, 60 or 70, you know?
Wait,
who? I'm just saying, like, back in the day, when they were just chilling and fucking working, and just, that's what they knew, you know? That's what they knew. They got up, put their pants on one leg at a time, and went to work, clocked in, came back, and just kicked it with the fam. And then repeat it again. Cycle, cycle, cycle. And them dudes, they accepted it. They were just like, fuck it. This is how it's supposed to be. You know? And then that's why right now with our generation, it's such a fucking conflict because it doesn't roll that way no more. We don't have to fucking actually clock in a 9-to-5. You feel me? You don't have to necessarily do that. There's nowhere written that you have to have a fucking 9-to-5 job, to be honest with you. You know, if you really want to, you can be your own boss. You can be your own, you can be self-employed, you know, and you can get by just fine, you know. There's always these trades that you can always take to the streets, you know. For example, shit, you a barber, bro. You feel me?
I didn't really explain that, but I did go to trade school to be a barber. I'm a barber now. I'm officially licensed in the state of Georgia. But, you know, I'm a good barber, man. But yeah,
he really is. He cuts my hair, man. He fucks me up a couple times. But, you know,
all right,
we put the gloves on. We step outside.
All right, this is SMR on the fly. We out.
Nah, man. But, yeah, I'm saying, like, you're a barber. You feel me? If you really wanted to get the money, you'll go get the money. You know?
Yeah.
There's no one telling you, fucking wake up, come in on this time. You're on a time schedule type deal. No, you're not. In reality, if you wanted to fucking... You see, yeah, tomorrow, I could do that. You know?
Oh, man.
Yeah, but I'm saying, like, it really, that's, and it's crazy, man. It's just, the shit that you think about once you are alone and really, like, just have time to just think about shit, you know? Sit down and think about stuff. Like, unplug, bro. That's what I'm trying to get at, man.
Okay.
Sometimes unplug. You just gotta unplug. Like, like, right now, my whole fucking phone is full of fucking... It's free of fucking social media right now.
Oh, it's free of social media right now?
Yes.
So if I say, all right, open the phone, let me see the home screen, you ain't got no social media apps.
You probably just have Tinder on that bitch. That's it.
So why you keep Tinder?
Hey, man.
Never mind, another topic.
That's another topic, man. But in reality, I don't have to have it, you know?
You don't, because, you know...
You really don't, because all you do is just, you know, it's bogus. Everything is bogus, man. Let's put it that way. Bogus, you know? And like, it's free of social media, and the thing is, it's the most liberating thing ever, bro. It really is, because you see who really hits you up.
Well, who really...
Who really doesn't. You know, who really concerned of it. You know, there were some niggas that actually noticed that, hey, I deleted my shit, you know? And they hit me up, like, yo, bro, you good? Like, I don't see your account no more, you know? Yeah. And I'll be like, yo, man, I'm straight, man. I'm just taking some time off, you know? And in reality, I am. I'm taking, like, a 6-month cleanse. Like, I want to, like, 6 months, be straight, free of social media. You know, if I see a funny video or something, that's cool, you know? People show me, but in person, you know, I don't want to be like, and this right here is going to get me out of the house more. I'm not going to lie. It's going to get me out of the house more, you know, because let's be real. Like,
so what you going to do when you, when you finally want to like actually get out the house? Well, you probably got to think about it.
No, actually out the house. Like, what do you mean?
What do you mean? Like, you know, it's going to get you out the house. Like, are you going to, like, go and, you know, hang out physically with people more?
Of course, of course. And that's the thing. You got just... Some people just are socially awkward, you know? And they come down with these bullshit-ass fucking, like, diseases and shit. Like, oh, I'm socially awkward. I fucking can't do people. Like, I just don't know how to talk to people. And that's bullshit, because, you know...
Check it out. Now, look, we SMR on the fly for a reason.
Right.
Right now, we in the car, on the way to Savannah, downtown.
Right.
Don't really got a plan, but...
Don't. You just
After what he just said, that might be the plan to go, you know, talk to people and be like, you know, are you socially awkward or do you feel comfortable talking to people? That might... It might be, but we'll never know. We'll see when we get there. But this is why we asked them on the fly. But aside from that, there are articles. You know, y'all have to read them. I can't pull them up because I ain't bring no laptop with me to just
I can't just sit down. It to you, man.
Yeah,
I can plant the idea, but you have to water it.
Yeah, but if you look it up, you know, there's articles about using your cell phone usage, how it messes up your eyes and stuff. So if you actually cut down. On
he said cell phone usage.
Cell phone usage, yeah.
More like the cell phone uses you, bro. More like the cell phone uses you.
Okay, yeah. But, you know, at the same time, it's still, you know, stuff you can do to cut down. And like he said, you can just, you know, delete apps to where you can become free of social media. So you won't, you know, some people don't even realize that they, like, really into the social media. Some people might, like, you know, if somebody hear this, and somebody might be looking in their phone right now if they was hearing this and be like, man, I ain't addicted to social media, and they scrolling through Instagram right now.
Right.
So, you know, some people don't notice, but, you know, some people can go cold turkey and some people can't. So my boy Rod, he going cold turkey, boom. He deleted all the apps except for Tinder, which is still questionable, but it's cool. We'll save it for another topic.
You know, hey, man.
But look, for those who don't really know how to just stop, or those who don't really comprehend or don't understand what he's talking about, if you on your phone right now, put your phone down and just look somewhere else for, like, you know,
I got something for
like 30 seconds.
I got something for you.
Or close your eyes and, you know, open them back up.
You ever noticed how long a minute is? Have you ever really sat down and looked at a fucking watch for a fucking minute? Just a whole minute, just 60 seconds.
Oh.
And you realize how long that fucker is?
Yeah, ain't think we should go get Dub.
Is Dub
in the... I don't even know if he at the crib.
Is he at the crib, though? Is he back here?
He should be back.
Oh, then yeah, let's swing by. Yeah. Of course. I mean, the more the merrier, you feel me? Like, this is SMR Fly, you know? We got a good night, you know?
So yeah, everybody. You know, like we said, that's more on the fly for a reason. We about to make a quick stop. We about to go get the actual SMR CEO himself.
Yes.
And see if he want to roll with us downtown. If he says yeah, he says yeah. If he says no, we just gonna call him a lame.
And keep it moving.
Yeah, just leave it at that.
And the thing is, always, you gotta remember this. When you're in the loop, there's gonna be an objectifying force, like something that's gonna like wake you up, like snap you out of the routine, you know? And once you snap out of the routine, you have to recognize that you were in a routine. You have to recognize there was a loop. And the thing is, this is the hardest part people don't understand. Choosing to stay out of that loop. Because it's easy to go to... Because let's be real, the loop is fun. It's fun to go back in, you know?
I feel like when you say the loop, you talking like... Like when you say the loop, I feel like you're talking about like high school situations or like peer pressure situations, you know what I mean? And whatchamacallit? You know, popularity, being popular and where you at and with the group of people and group of fans and
We did just say the loop was another consideration as a trend, you know? Your loop can refer to anything, really. It could be referring to trends, to just actual cycles, like physical routines, you know? It's just, you gotta, once you snap out of it, you gotta just choose either you want to go back in there and get lost again, because let's be real, like I said, it's fun. It's fun. It's always fun being on social media, right? You're always gonna find some funny-ass video. You don't want to share it, you know?
Yeah.
Or something, but... Now, I mean, now that I'm social media free and shit, that kind of like got thrown out the window, you know? So now I'm I wouldn't say forced to talk to people, but actually have a whole conversation. Like, let's be real, like, you go out to eat and you see a female and a nigga, right? Nine out of 10 times, either one of them or both of them are going to be on their phone.
Yeah.
Having them right there in front of each other, you know? And I feel like that's where we're fucking dying right there. We are a dying culture. Like, come on now. Like, next thing you know, they're going to be having fucking, like, we can speak with our minds to each other type deal, you know? And we don't even have to open our mouths. Like,
telekinesis
is going to be fucking, I'm telling you, like, the thing is, short circuit the loop. Anything that helps you, and the thing is, businesses. Oh, we can go in a different thing with this, man. I can tell you, I could talk about this all day, man. Fucking businesses. If you really think about it, businesses that sell you products, they realize the loop, and they came up with a product to make life easier. You know, the loop is life. You feel me? Let's say cars, for example. You know. Someone made a car up for a reason, you know? And they profit off of it, you know? It's deep, deep, deep. It's deeper. Everything has a deeper meaning than it really seems, bro. You just gotta choose to fucking open your eyes, acknowledge it, step back, and see whose team you're on. Either you're on with it or you're not with it.
This might be the longest podcast we did so far.
That's what's up.
But, yeah, man. But, yeah, like I was trying to say, you know, with the whole social media stuff, some people can go cold turkey, some people can't. And it's all, matter of fact, I'm gonna point one out for like an example. I smoke weed, right? So when I stop smoking weed, I can actually notice the difference in, you know, my weight and stuff, because I'm not a small dude. I'm a thick dude, you know, pretty heavy, but I do try to work out to stay in shape. But when I notice that, you know, when I smoke weed, I'm able to like have an appetite. But sometimes I don't ignore the appetite and I, you know.
Indulge.
Yeah. And I wind up becoming a little bigger than what I did, which makes me want to go back to the gym even more. So, you know, you'll notice like things that you probably ain't never noticed. So some people with social media and stuff, they probably, some people can't really sit down.
Right.
So
they gotta be doing something.
Yeah, they gotta be doing something. So the phone's invented. Now he like, oh, I got something to do. I got a phone.
Right.
But if he actually took the phone away
and put a book in his hand, yeah, or a fucking pencil and pen, You can come up with anything. We are all creators,
yeah,
bro.
Yeah, and not everybody notices that since they got phones, you know what I'm saying? But if they put them down and then do something constructive, read a book, draw, you can even write something that you know, whatever your hobby used to be or it still is, if you put the phone down and do that and then come back to the phone, you'll realize, like, oh, man, like...
This is lame.
Man, I mean, I could be on the phone, but let me cut that time down and get back to, you know, doing my... The stuff I actually like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, like, actually do something with it, you know?
I'm gonna text him, bro.
Nah, don't text him, because he's gonna be like, where you at?
That's the beauty of it. He gonna be like, where you at? I'm gonna be like, come outside. Matter of fact, I'm
just gonna rap.
Right now, we just waiting on them, waiting on a response, see what's happening, see if they want to come or not. You know, if they don't, if they don't. I mean, if they don't, if they do, it's all good. Ain't no worries. They're not texting. See, this is another thing about SMR on the fly. You don't answer the text message.
We coming in for you.
We coming to knock on the door.
We kicking doors in.
We about to go knock on the door, man.
That's what's up, man. I'm at 42%, bro.
Oh, I got the charger right here when we get back in. So, yeah, you know, we pull up, man. We good at pulling up. Some people good at pulling up. Some people can't pull out, you know. That is what it is. Oh, he said thugging. He just texted back and said thugging. Well, bring your thugging ass outside.
The front door, at least.
Nah, it'll never be open. Hey, come close, because he can see right there. Oh, shit, he
can
see my car.
No
boy.
But yeah, man, that's a baby.
Is that the baby?
Is that a baby? That's
the
thing for the
man,
baby, right?
This man right out here tripping, man.
That's
the
baby thing, right?
Yeah, it's one of them little baby toys, man.
Wow, so there's a kid out here? Where's the parents? Oh, but look at that shit.
Oh, shit. Y'all can't see it, but this man, Rod, got a Jesus piece tatted. Jesus holding the blunt, and it got 369 written around it. What's up, man?
Why are you treating us like TMZ? You see a mic? We helping you out.
What's up, though?
We building you up to it.
We good? Come on, man, let's roll. Yeah, come on, man, let's go. Let's be rolling too. Let's go. We going to Savannah, man.
Okay.
We in Savannah? Nah, we not in Savannah.
Downtown in particular.
Yeah, we going downtown. Come on, man.
Open mic tonight.
Come on, man.
Thanks.
Your boy Levine up. Because we living up to the name, SMR on the fly.
So, we got some
polls,
some raps, something?
Oh, you on the phone? Nah, we don't want you to go. Nobody wants you to go. Right? We ain't trying to rock with you, no way. We about to ask Levine.
For real, that's the real SMR.
Listen, we ain't come to talk to you. Oh. Yo, Levine. Wake up, man.
What up?
Let's go.
No way. Go where?
Man, just put the clothes on and we'll tell you when you're in the car.
Hell no.
Come on, man.
You drink though? Okay.
I ain't gonna come here. Come on, man. Get up. Oh, man. Oh. You should clean your goddamn room.
For real, man. You see that right there? Live by it, bro.
Man, I got
drones,
I got paint and all this shit.
No, he's talking about right there, that gold to be the best version of
yourself. But
it's not the best version of yourself.
Yeah,
put some shoes on, come on.
That's it.
What's
your
on, man?
Throw some sandals on, bro. Fuck it.
Yeah, put, come on. Let's roll.
Let's roll. Come on. I just told you who you were. Come on, let's roll. We been laying, but you laying down. Come on, man.
I'm trying to get to some stick.
No, we not. We just going downtown. We ain't doing nothing stupid.
Damn. I got some
gold.
When?
What time?
At 4 o'clock in the afternoon. Stop
until,
lying.
Until one.
Exactly.
One. Man, you can sleep. You sleep all morning.
You was probably sleep just now.
Yeah.
I got papers to check.
In them.
Wait. What?
All right, man. Ain't doing nothing but being on the phone.
Exactly.
Being on the phone in the loop that
exactly.
We was talking about.
Loop. It's crazy. It's sad how you see your own people like
Hold on, let me talk.